السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is brother Alex and he will tell us his story of how he became Muslim.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. So basically I'd like to tell you my story how I became Muslim. I'm from Halifax, Nova Scotia originally. I was born and raised. My father is white from Prince Edward Island, which is another province of Canada.
Okay.
And my mother is black from Lucasville, which is a community in Nova Scotia.
Okay.
So I guess to start with my story, basically I used to live in Dartmouth, which is across the harbor from Halifax, part of the HRM, Halifax Regional Municipality.
Okay.
And I grew up there, and there was a large family of Pakistani Muslims there, and I was friends with them, so I started to learn from them a bit. One of the brothers became very religious, so I started to see from him going to the mosque, praying, memorizing Quran. I was about 16, I think, at
16.
That time.
So
when I first became interested. So I started to ask him a few questions.
And what's your background? Religious background?
Oh yes, I was. My mother was a Baptist Christian, so I was. I went to church with her, and even when I was young, when she stopped going to church, I was the only one in my family who used to go for a period of time. And then as I got a little bit older into my later teenage years, I stopped going to church. I kind of fell out of the religious aspect. I still believed in God, still believed in a lot of Christian beliefs, but I didn't go to church. I didn't believe in the organized religion.
Yeah.
So basically I started to ask my friends questions, learn about Islam from them.
Yeah.
And when I was 17, in the summer between grade 11 and grade 12, I moved from Dartmouth, from Coal Harbour, Dartmouth, to a place in Halifax called Bedford with my father and my stepmother.
Yeah.
And there's many, mashallah, many Arabs there.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's many Muslims, and it's a big culture shock going from one place to the other, because in Coal Harbour, there are a few Muslims, but they're not very visible. There's nobody wears hijab, none of these things. And in Bedford, there's many Arab, and you see a lot of Muslims, and you can identify them as Muslims. So when I got there, after a while, some of the Arabs started to realize or started to know that I was interested in Islam.
Yeah.
So one day, a Iraqi brother told me, "There's we have Friday prayers at our school, at our high school at lunchtime. So you should come join us."
Yeah.
So the next Friday, I came, and alhamdulillah, it was a very good experience. The khatib there, or the person who gives the sermon at the Friday prayer, was a young guy, and he was very hospitable, very welcoming. So alhamdulillah, I prayed with them. Even though I didn't know what I was doing, I just followed along and everything. And so I talked to him afterwards, after the prayer. And I went to several more, and there was another guy who used to come. So I used to talk to both of them after the prayer. So at one point, we finished praying, and I was talking to him after, and he asked me, "What do you think about Islam?" So I told him, "Yeah, you know, I believe in Islam. I think that is the correct religion. That is the right way of life." So he told me that you should become Muslim.
Yeah.
And I just kind of brushed it off, kind of. You know, I was young. I had still a lot to learn. So he said, "Well, you should become Muslim. You never know when you're gonna die."
Yeah.
And so I kind of just laughed that off. I kind of, you know, I was 17 at the time. I was kind of like, "I'm not gonna die anytime soon. I'm gonna be an old man, you know, in my 80s with my grandchildren, you know, gray hair, and that's when I'll die."
Yeah.
So I kind of didn't pay any attention to that.
Yeah.
So I went to about four or five, I think, and then the summer came, school ended, so I didn't go to any more. And one day in the summer, this was August, early August, I was working at Dairy Queen, and we got a call at work as we were closing, and the supervisor came and told us there was a car crash, and Khalid died. Okay, and Khalid was somebody who worked with us. He was a Palestinian Muslim brother. He was somebody who worked with us there for a short time at Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Yes, and he went to school with me. I was friends with him, and we graduated together.
Okay.
So when I first heard this, I didn't believe it. So I called the other supervisor who had called to tell the news, and I could tell on the phone she was telling me she was crying. So I knew it was true.
Okay.
So it didn't really hit me at first, but I remember on the way home, as I was walking home, I kind of just broke down. Like, I kind of just started crying in the middle of the street.
Why is that?
This was at night, and you know, I had some time by myself when I was walking home to think about it.
Yeah.
And this was the first time that I ever knew anybody my age who had died. You know, he was my exact age. I was just barely 18 at that time.
Yeah.
He was 18. We graduated together.
Yeah.
So subhanAllah, hit me very hard. So they waited a few days to have his funeral because his parents were in Saudi Arabia. So his parents got to Canada and they had the funeral. So that the day of the funeral, I went to work in the morning and got off early to go to the funeral in the afternoon. So I remember somehow I'd learned about wudu, about the ritual ablution that we make before we pray.
Yeah.
So I asked my friend, I called my friend on the phone and I asked him, you know, I learned about this thing, how do you do it? So he told me how to do it. So I made wudu and I got dressed and everything and I left. Yeah. My friends picked me up and we went to the mosque in Dartmouth. They prayed Salatul Janazah, the funeral prayer over him. I didn't pray. And then we proceeded to Truro, which is about an hour away, 40 minutes away, to the Muslim burial ground to bury him. So when we finally got to the graveyard, it was very emotional. You know, his brothers were there, his family was there, everybody, you know, a lot of young people, everybody was crying. And when they finally buried him, they put all the soil over him, they put all the dirt over him. And I was crying a lot at this point, because I just saw him get buried. So I was crying so much at this point. And I'm crying and all these things, and I turn around and I see the sheikh who was telling me, you never know when you're going to die. You should accept Islam now if you believe it's the truth, because you never know when you're going to die.
Yeah.
So as soon as I saw him, subhanAllah, that was a sign from Allah that, I could die at any time, and what he said was correct.
Yeah.
So as soon as I saw him, I decided, okay, I want to become Muslim now. I already believed in it, so there's no point in waiting.
Yeah.
So I told him I want to become a Muslim, but subhanAllah, he was very busy. He's the one who washed the body of my friend. He's the one who brought his family to the graveyard.
Yeah.
And he was very busy with these responsibilities. He had to take the family back.
Yeah.
So he kind of just left me. So now I'm sitting there and I'm just wandering around crying and all these things. And I see the other sheikh who used to give the khutbah there.
Yeah.
So He sees me and he says, oh, how you doing, Alex? It's nice to see you again. I hope you're still learning about Islam. So I told him, yeah, actually, I want to become a Muslim. So subhanAllah, right then and there, that we were standing in front of the masjid, in front of the mosque, which is right beside the graveyard.
Okay.
And I just took shahada. I said, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And that Muhammad is his last and final messenger. So this is when I took shahada, alhamdulillah. And we prayed the Maghrib. This is right when Maghrib happened. So I remember I got very scared, because as soon as I finished Shahada, they had the guy, he made Adhan, he made the call for prayer in the mosque, and there was no microphone. So he said it very loud, Allahu Akbar, very loud. And I got scared. I said, oh, what is this? What's going on? And they told me, oh, it's time to pray.
Yeah.
So I remember the guy who I took Shahada with, he said, okay, it's time to pray. So there's something called wudu. Do you know it? And I said, yeah, I just made it this morning.
Yeah.
So he said, okay, go make wudu and then we'll pray. So I remember I went to the bathroom and I was trying to remember how to make it, but I forgot. So I was trying to remember all the steps. And by the time I finished making wudu, they already finished praying.
Oh.
The jama'ah already finished praying. But he waited for me
and
we prayed together.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, ever since that brother was very helpful to me. I met him like the next day and every day after for like a week.
Yeah.
He taught me Surat al-Fatiha. He taught me the basis of Islam, alhamdulillah, and it's history from there on out.
MashaAllah. Which year was that?
This was 2006. I believe it was August 5th.
MashaAllah.
August 4th, I think.
Now it's 2011. That's mean 5 years?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. 5 years to be a Muslim.
Alhamdulillah.
And are you more convinced now that Islam is the truth?
Oh yes, alhamdulillah, of course.
Because someone might say that you become Muslim just because emotional reasons?
Yeah, of course. No, it wasn't like that. People might think that, but I was already convinced by what I learned about Islam before that it was the truth. I just needed a push in the right direction.
Okay.
So this realization that I could die at any point was a sign for me that if I'm convinced about it, I shouldn't wait until I'm 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, because I don't know if I'm going to live that long.
Yeah.
So I just accepted it at that time, and I put a lot of effort into studying the deen and the basis of al-Islam. And now I'm even much more convinced than I was before, because I saw all of the proofs and the miracles of Islam and the Quran and these sort of things. So alhamdulillah.
Yeah, and how's your life after being a Muslim?
Alhamdulillah, it's very good.
Honestly, really?
Yes, alhamdulillah, of course. Of course, it gave me Islam gave me like a direction in life, you know.
Okay.
I was confused before.
So what was the direction?
The direction is just to live an upright life, a righteous way of life, you know. Before I was confused. I didn't know what I wanted to do, what I wanted to be. I didn't know what was the correct way to to live. I live by my own philosophy, so I was getting, I was still young, so I was getting into some bad things at this time. But alhamdulillah, Allah guided me to the right path before you know, I got too far down the wrong path.
MashaAllah.
Okay, JazakAllah khair.
InshaAllah, may Allah guide you.
JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.